Blog Talk Radio.
In May 16, 2013, I am about to call the California State and the Summer Service Agency in regards to a alleged construction agency named Roommate Incorporated after I cannot find their license to do business under the name or under Miguel and Torres, who is the purported president of such business.
So R-U-M-C.
So R-U-M is a Mary E.C.
Conversation that was had on the 16th of this month, May 2013, in regards to this fictitious entity, Rumic Incorporated. And it's very pivotal based on the fact that we have established that Rumic Incorporated is non-existent. This is pivotal because you have a March 6, 2013 article by Bayview National Black Newspaper, purportedly written by a Rumic employee, which states the following: on December 31st, 2011, at exactly 12 a.m. in the studio of Block Report Radio, hosted by J.R. Valray, on 94.1 KPFA, Rumic was declared the new labor movement. For about 10 years before that night, Rumic was operated as a construction company, which grew to a general construction agency incorporating all the branches of construction under one name. Now, this is pivotal because Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of the late great iconic Malcolm X himself, Malcolm Shabazz himself, once said in a speech, "We need to be careful of the movements we align ourselves with." These were Malcolm Shabazz's own words. Rumic purportedly is an acronym for Revolutionary United Mexican in Combat, a construction agency, as you have just heard, via the California Licensing Department. There has been no license for or permit for a Rumic Incorporated. There is no Rumic Incorporated on file. Furthermore, because we're going to get straight to the points of the matter, if you go to the immigration website, there is no record within the last 60 days of the deportation of a Miguel Angel Suarez. There is no record of Miguel Suarez being deported to his native of Mexico, which takes us to another article, a May 2nd, 2013 article written by the Bayview National Black Newspaper, this time written by Juan Ruiz. And it states, on April 18th, Rumic was economically and morally destabilized with the deportation of comrade Miguel Suarez to his native Mexico. With a successful construction business growing, assuming the leadership of the new labor movement, and establishing a nonprofit organization, Miguel Suarez was expelled from his country just moments before being exonerated of minor charges in traffic court in Santa Clara County. I encourage anyone with half an ounce of decency to look up the laws as it relates to deportation and removal, to go to the immigration website in regards to detainees and being removed. There's no record. There's no record of Miguel Angel Suarez being deported on April 18th or within 60 days from this date being deported to Mexico. There is something very, 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 very wrong with this picture. Very wrong. Very wrong. Malcolm Shabazz was crying out for help before this situation that occurred on May 9th, 2013. He had stated that it was like he was kidnapped off the street. He was arrested for no cause. He was being harassed. We get a story, conflicting stories. He was thrown off a building in Tijuana. He was shot in Tijuana. He refused to give in to a robbery. If you can't trust the messenger, how can you be so sure to trust the message? What happened to Malcolm? Was he murdered? Was he removed? Was he murdered and or removed? It was said by someone who went to the funeral that Malcolm remains were similar to that of Emmett Till. And that would mean that Malcolm was unrecognizable. Wouldn't you think? Something is very, very, very wrong with this picture. Because now it has been established Rumic Incorporated was a fictitious entity. It has been established via the website in regarding inquiry in those who have been deported that there was no deportation of a Miguel Angel Suarez. However, you have articles written by the Bayview National Black newspaper stating that this man was deported April 18th. As far as we know, this man could be right here in this country, back in this country. Did he go to Mexico to set up the fall? Because Malcolm himself said he was being set up to be put down. The last steps of Malcolm needs to be traced. For anyone who claims to care for Malcolm, anyone who claims to want to know where Malcolm is, anyone with the decency to understand that we have lost someone who was blazing the trail for one of the greatest men who walked this earth, Malcolm X himself. And tomorrow is the birthday of Malcolm X. And Malcolm X on that date gave that speech, The Ballad or the Bullet. Freedom for all or freedom for no one. And it's so eerie because Malcolm Shabazz himself said he wanted someone to stand with him. That if they would do this to him, they would do it to anyone. Do you all understand? There is no license. There is no record for Rumic Incorporated. So it's presumptuous to assume that Malcolm had no idea of the movement he was aligning himself with was fictitious. And as people of this situation, we all should be calling in. We all should be calling in to the California Licensing Department. We all should be seeing the facts as they are. And we all should be inquiring as to how this came about. I don't even know if I got clicked off my own show. I will hope not. I'm flabbergasted with the fact that there has been no local news coverage of this. Have you all tweeted about Malcolm? If you will see, he's not even trending on these tweets, and this is a serious issue on a global scale. To be honest, he's from Paris. He was born in Paris. Supposedly killed in Mexico, a citizen of the United States. And why? Why has there been no local news coverage? Call your local news media. There's a silence on this. And so when justice is blind, we must be its eyes. We must demand increase into these facts. A journalist is not to assume anything. So when you see articles about this situation, notice something. Everyone is quoting what the group says, what Rumic says, according to Rumic. Who has independently verified what Rumic has said? Malcolm had a friend named Daniel Stevens, I believe. And Daniel Stevens said, you know, he had driven Malcolm to the airport, and Malcolm, last he knew, was on his way to Hollywood to take care of some business for him. How did Malcolm end up in Mexico? Where's the evidence that he even went to Mexico? So let me make a phone call. Let's see if I can do this. Like I said, I hope I'm still in the air.
Rumic Inc.
At the tone. Please record your message.
Okay, so no one's answering Rumic Inc. We're going to try to do some things live on the air. So let me make another phone call.
Please leave a message after the tone.
That was JR's phone number. I was calling after I called Rumic Inc. And no one's answering their phone. You know, I encourage everyone to please put on your thinking caps because something is seriously wrong with this situation as it is. There's no way possible that Malcolm could have traveled to Mexico in the time that they're saying by bus. What's going on here is shocking, first and foremost. These people that's playing a role in this situation, these articles, this newspaper place, all of this seems to be a setup for the put-down of Malcolm. If you Google Rumic, you see nothing but the articles and the relation with Bayview, national black newspaper. Where is some of the work they've done? Where is Miguel? What was the deportation process like? Because these questions go right to the nexus as to what happened to Malcolm. If it can be conjured up, a fictitious entity and a fictitious deportation and a fictitious shooting, a fictitious thrown off the building, Tijuana, this and that. How can we be comfortable with believing Malcolm was beaten unrecognizably? I truly hope that before his family puts the body in the ground, DNA is done, independent autopsy is done, and so forth, the people have a right to know the truth. In honor of the memory and legacy of Malcolm and Malcolm's children and his family, they have a right to know the truth. Where is the truth? Why won't the media report on the truth? Everyone needs to call their local news station and record the conversation if you can. Ask them, why have you not reported on the assassination of Malcolm Shabazz? Even the situation with the fire, the four men in the hood who was running, coming towards or out the house, the fact that Malcolm's mother was being set up. Because a lot of people think he murdered his grandmother, murdered his grandmother. That's not the situation at hand. But this is the story they keep putting out here for years and years. a young boy did not know where his mother was. He had no intention of killing his grandmother or setting a fire that she would get caught in. Malcolm had no idea where his mother was and was trying to leave the home. If you look at letters Malcolm wrote as a child being locked up, he was being set up then. And let's talk about J.R. Valray. His father is a veteran. He's a Mason, you know, et cetera, et cetera. This J.R. Valray purportedly has a relationship with Elaine Brown. He's had a bad history and blood with Chairman Fred Hampton of the PLCC. He's a defector. Questions need to be posed to J.R. Valray because J.R. Valray is on the staff of of Bayview National Black Newspaper. And this paper is putting out articles that are saying Rumick is a construction agency that's been in operation for 10 years. And as you all have heard from the horse's mouth, they cannot find a license. They cannot find this group. There is no license. There is no group. Not under that name. Not under Miguel Suarez, who purports to be the CEO and the president of this group. Then let's go back to the fact this man has no record of being deported. Where is Miguel? What really happened to Malcolm? Malcolm just may very well be deceased. But if you can't trust the messenger, how can you be comfortable with the message? There is a serious, serious, serious problem with this situation. Let's go back again to the fact of the matter that shortly before this situation, Malcolm was pleading for help and saying he was being set up to be put down. He said it was like he was being kidnapped off the streets. These were Malcolm's words. I encourage everyone, first thing Monday morning, because now that we've heard live from the horse's mouth, you don't know what they might conspire with now. But first thing Monday morning, call the California Department of Licensing. There has never, ever been a license for Rumick Incorporated. Go to the website for immigration deportation. There has not been a documented deportation for a Miguel Suarez who supposedly was deported on April 18th. And the reason why this is pivotal is because on that day he went to Mexico is the day he was setting up Malcolm to fall. That's what that's about. And if anyone has a heart, if anyone care for Malcolm the way you say you care for him, if you love his family, if you love Malcolm X, the memory and legacy, then you're going to do more than just moan and mourn for this situation. You're going to investigate the matter. We see the media has blacked this out. Again, if justice is blind, be her eyes. Do something about this. The greatest power in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. Don't let somebody else think for you.
At May 16, 2013, I am about to call the California State and Consumer Service Agency in regards to an alleged construction agency agency named Roomic Incorporated after I cannot find their license to do business under the name or under Miguel A. Suarez, who is the purported president of such business. Right now, I'm going to call them the California State and Consumer Service Agency to find their nonsense so-called agency. Thank you. president.
Thank you.